Good morning, happy Saturday, and welcome to day 27 of our 49 days. This morning's focus is going to be on clearing your heart. And there's a few different little practices we're going to try. To begin with, we're going to settle in with the relationship we're developing with the back body and the front body, or the part of us that competes a little bit and the part of us that collaborates a lot. So, because it's morning, it makes sense to start by what we would call raising up the yang, or kind of awakening the part of you that's perky first thing in the morning on Saturday. Woo! So let's get our posture and find our breath. And we'll just do an elevator up or start at the bottom. So find your sacrum and your spine. And just feel like you're looking over something a little bit. And then your belly, your heart, your face, and then your pupils. Just get a sense of the vertical up-down quality of that first way of engaging with your body. That'll come back in a minute. So we can go back down the front or down elevator. But we want to focus on a sense of resolution, or coming into a kind of sense of agreement. So as we go from the elevator up, back down, elevator down, we're just going to see if we can get that sense of what it's like to kind of bond and resolve things. Because it's a feeling. Okay. Nice deep breath. Then when you're ready, you just work your way down from your pupils to your face and voice, into your heart, into your belly. Kind of like just working your way down, relaxing through your spine, keeping it mobile, and then resting into your sacrum and tail. So one of the trickier things of going deeper into practice really has to do with balancing the sense of, can we connect, can we resolve, can we bond, and can I have my autonomy, or a sense of basically how to look around in the world as intuitively and instinctually as possible as yourself, because that's kind of what autonomy is about. So that's going to be our theme, and autonomy is got more to do with Dumai, or that big meridian in your back, and it has a lot to do. I think the easiest translation is be yourself. So it's just really allowing yourself to feel a very vertically aligned sense. And it doesn't have to be competitive, like I'm bigger than you, I'll smash you. It's more about collaborating so that whoever feels the most in a place of leadership or in a place of inspiration should naturally be the person that we're all paying attention to. And it's giving ourselves permission to feel that way too. So let's go through that again. And again, we'll start at the bottom, go elevator up, and then elevator down. And just, I'll just make sure I'm clear with the focus. So take a couple of deep breaths, get really into your space. So when you're ready, we're going to start down your sacrum and tail. We're just going to try and feel our deepest authentic self expressing itself with autonomy. So here we go. Find your sacrum, work your way up to your spine, right through. Feel your belly as yours. Your heart is infinite. Your face is playful. And your eyes have purpose. And as we decide to settle into that, just feel that change in your stature and status and state, and you really become aligned in that way. So come back down the front. Soften your eyes to listen. Warm your face to connect. Open your heart to receive. Soften your belly to trust and be intuitive. Connect in with your spine to be able to navigate and adapt and shift. Then settle into your sacrum so that the playfulness is a bit more real than the seriousness. Because we're trying to play here with really thorough, very instinctual states. So playing with those two meridians is going to be a bit of a focus for a while. So we'll keep coming back to that. But I just wanted to do a quick review of something else. So remember that we started off on the first Saturday. We did this together with the River of the Past. And that if you really get into your sense of autonomy and resolution and yin and yang and sort of the collaboration, competition part of yourself, that's going to help you feel very aligned to who you really are and what needs to change. So if you are imaging yourself in the River of the Past, working with those meridians is going to really clarify what needs to change. And it might be something just as important in the sense of what we call that ocean of truth, where your practice now is really bringing you home to yourself. And then you could feel that mirroring and that guidance of the ocean. Then we have our little fun zipper, our Valley of Life, which we're still developing. And obviously with that breath work, the structure of your valley is going to be yang, and the more life-giving aspect and the playfulness would be more yin. So we have those practices for kind of deeper soul work. So today we're going to learn another one. And it's not really about water in the sense of the River of the Past or the Ocean of Truth. And it's not really so much about ecology as the Valley of Life, but it is a really unique opportunity. And it might seem a little bit heady at first, but eventually it should become a very experiential practice. It's something actually that's really great to do with your freeform Tai Chi, or especially if you're doing any kind of intuitive dance, which we'll talk about later. So this is where it gets a bit weird. So just stay with the elevator up, elevator down with your breath, just so that we all have something to play with while I rant here for a minute. Because this week is the week of our heart, the focus really from a Taoism point of view would have to do with our ability to be profoundly open in how we perceive the world. Because if we're going to have an open and clear heart, that seems to be what we would find ourselves experiencing, is really clear and really open sense of ourselves. So if that's our birthright, what we might want to consider is what's between us and that birthright of a clear and open heart. So I'm going to share with you a sort of strange metaphor example, but it gives us a really, really unique opportunity to start clearing things up. So play with your imagination. That's where this is really going to help. So this is a bit silly. So imagine that human beings all have this bubble around them, and from a Qigong meditation point of view, that's what we call your E bubble. Because when you're going to focus on becoming really authentically aware of perception and clarity and truth, the idea of E, and I brought this up before, is this part of your mind that's like half attention and half intention. It's just somewhere right in the middle there. And that part of us is basically the way we drive our way through our lives. And if there's anything that's interfering with that, that's what's going to really mess us up, honestly. So here's the weird metaphor. I'm trying to sneak up on this. Everybody's born with a little glass bubble or plastic bubble or magic bubble around them. Everybody. You've got one, I've got one, your parents had one, all your friends, sibling, dogs, teachers, everybody. And this is the fun part. Everyone's walking around with spray paint in their hands. And this is actually a weird metaphor for the way a lot of instincts in childhood get kind of played around with. So let's say that every time your parents try and get you to do something that they think is somehow going to help you, like say you're 3 months old and they're trying to trick you into making some signal, they're effectively spraying on top of your bubble a bit of spray paint, because now there's an expectation about how you should goo goo or gaga and things like that to get the kind of attention that you need. So we start adapting to another person's way of seeing us. And as you can imagine, as things might get farther on in life, you know, they're trying to, your parents want you to go to college, so they're spraying Oxford flags all over your bubble or things like that. Because what we're hopefully wanting to do with a bit of humor is to recognize that everybody in your life who wants the best for you has basically spray painted your entire identity with a belief that that's what's best for you. And you've either said, yes, I agree, that's what's best for me, or you've said, that's not good for me at all, and I don't like that. But we're still dealing with the fact that there's spray paint all over our bubble. Now, as children, we're always doing the same thing. We're trying to get our parents to do what we want them to do, give me my allowance or whatever. So here we are with our spray paint, trying to teach the people in our lives to do the things that we need them to do so that we can interact with them in a way that feels intuitive and collaborative. But we're also now two layers of paint between the true self who we are and the true self who they are. And of course, you know, everyone we meet, let's say we're in a youthful and really inspired intimate relationship, and we've sprayed all over that person our ego. And yeah, the colors are really important. So, you know, we're in a young, inspired relationship, and we really want this person to mirror us, the perfect mate. And they're doing the same thing, and it's all unconscious. And we want to be the perfect mate, so we're spraying the inside of their bubble, the outside of theirs. They're spraying the inside of their bubble and the outside of ours. And as you can hopefully imagine with humor, is now there's four layers of paint between your pure heart and their pure heart. What you think they want to see, what they want to see, what you want to see from them, and what they think you want to see in them. So this is the fun part. The answer to this part of life, as humorous as this is going to sound, I wish I actually had gone to my tool shed to get this, but I'll just pretend somehow. What can I use? What we all need in life is a paint scraper. Something that we can just effectively peel away those layers of paint and assumption and impatience and intolerance and all those things. And that becomes our heart clearing practice. Now, there's ways to do that with just repetitive motion, where you can just feel with the breath, you're kind of bathing the inside of your bubble or the outside of their bubble, or you're giving permission to just remove the illusions that they're putting on to their assumption of you. It can get sticky. But we could be doing our wave hands, we could be doing a very stoic posture, we could be doing something lying down with your valley. The most important thing is that the breath keeps going back between the part of us that feels an embodied autonomy, that meridian has to do with your spine, and the softening and the intimacy of resolution and truth. So if we can keep playing with that modified or really old school version of the microcosmic orbit, and we can start to become really attentive to when we pick up our spray paint to try and make us look better, them look better, or we really want to try and defend ourselves from other people's beliefs about us, that becomes our heart-clearing practice. That becomes another fundamentally essential part of what I call the eye of your hurricane, because now you can actually go and resolve past, present, and future misalignments and misapprehensions and ego stuff just simply because you have a goofy way to look at it. And sometimes that's what sets us free. You know, oh, I'm so wounded. Oh, no, I just got egg on my face and I don't even remember who put it there. So hopefully that gives us a bit more freedom and playfulness to get into our breath work, to do that elevator up and down, hopefully until it becomes a very fluid thing. And it's really nice to go in with your tortoise breathing. So maybe we'll just end off with a few rounds of tortoise breathing. And I'll just walk us through with that. It'll be about 12 seconds in, 12 seconds out. So we'll only do that for a few times. And when you really get into the tortoise breathing, it's usually 15 in, 15 out, which means twice a minute you're actually breathing. So maybe not the best place to start. If you need to speed up your breathing, please do so, because you don't want to fall over and hit your head. So find your place in gravity. Maybe look around at your bubble, look around at the bubbles around you, and just have a little bit of a snort about the amount of paint that we all fling around. Bring your awareness really deep to your body. We're going to breathe deep and slow, 2 seconds per mind. Ready? Inhale, sacrum and tail. Spine right to the top. Big wide belly. Big open heart. Big soft face. Really, really connected eyes right through the top of your spine, right through your pupils. And then down, soften your eyes, soften your face, soften your heart, soften your belly, wiggle your spine, wiggle your tail. So go back to yang, a little quicker, sacrum, spine, belly, heart, face, pupils. Soften the eyes, the face, your heart, your belly. Dance a little bit with your spine, dance a little bit with your tail. So play with that process until it becomes kind of like a background rhythm to the dance you're dancing with. And then when you feel like it, start to notice your bubble, that bubble of consciousness that instinctually is going to be kind of splattered with things. And when you feel like you really have a clear sense of a belief or a story that isn't really helping you or doesn't seem valid anymore, find some gestures, you know, wax on, wax off, dance around to some music, whatever allows you to feel like you're free to create your freedom by removing what's between you and the truth. And that will clear your heart. And tomorrow we're going to learn a pretty trippy kind of shamanic way of going through this with more intense emotion. And that will truly give us, I hope, a sense of being very wholehearted. So keep playing with your tortoise breathing. Keep doing the elevator up, elevator down of the modified microcosmic orbit. Try and feel the real true energy of what we call Renmai, which is being a being amongst beings. Right? It's just how we actually become to love and trust ourselves in the mix of the shopping mall of life. Really find your autonomy in your spine. Allow yourself to be a leader or to be a follower in the sense of collaboration and hierarchies and competition, but do it in the sense of being authentic instead of being, I don't know, tricky. And then again, you're finding your heart's home in the eye of your hurricane. So happy Saturday. Hope everyone's doing really, really well. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. Sunday, we'll have some really interesting play to do with being really wholehearted. So thank you very much for showing up on Saturday morning, and I'll stick around just in case anything pops up for people. Looks like it's going to be pretty sunny out there in the Kootenays, so get some vitamin D, folks. Woo. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for showing up, and I'll see you tomorrow night. And keep rehearsing, because it takes a while to make these things really just feel spontaneous and rich. So keep at it. All right. See you guys tomorrow night or Monday or Sunday.